Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Seven till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. RickMaurer.com is the website. M-A-U-R-E-R is his last name. And put a slash energy bar on the end of this that website and that URL. And you'll find this three-minute video that we've been talking about, the energy bar video. I encourage you to do that. Rick, I want to thank you for making that available to my audience for free. It's his intellectual property, folks, and it's really well done. It's an animated. You'll like it a lot. I promise you, 3 minutes, it won't take long. Rick's trying to help us understand how to not presume that other people, when we're trying to convince people to do something, selling or organizationally, or maybe a three-year-old to take another bite of peas, right? We're trying to convince somebody to do something that we don't presume that they're on the same level of understanding or maybe even the same energy level. And that's the reason he's using the power bar metaphor. So, Rick, go ahead. We're going to finish your story and then wrap up this idea for us.
Yeah, absolutely. There's this guy I know who is a big deal in a chemical company, and he got the video, and he sent me an email, and he said, "Man, I'm going to use it in my staff meeting next week." And so he just showed the video, and they started talking about, so where's our energy for various projects? And they were getting stuff on the table, but these other leaders in the meeting said, "Hey, would it be all right if we showed that energy bar?" And he said, "Well, yeah, absolutely." And he called and said, "Is that okay, Rick?" And I said, "Sure." He said, a couple of weeks later, I'm at our headquarters. This is an international company. And he said, my boss, the head of our whole thing, showed the energy bar video. So we could talk. You know, and I don't know these people other than this one guy. So the video is meant to be really practical. Yeah. If your listeners are interested in this, if they watch the video, they'll be able to begin to apply it immediately.
Right.
They don't have to buy a book. They don't have to do anything else. They can apply it. And that excites me a lot.
Absolutely. Well, and we really appreciate you making it available to us. So wrap up your idea. Put a bow on this thing we've been talking about.
Okay. What's critical if you want to get support for ideas is the other people have got to have energy for it. They've got to be willing to make a commitment. They've got to be willing to take on leadership roles or give you money, whatever it is. And without that energy, what you're going to get is reluctance or resistance or people just hanging up on you. And
you're saying, Rick, that it's not enough for them just to agree that your idea is a good idea. You need them to be energetic about it.
Exactly. There are all kinds of people. You know, I hear all kinds of ideas that are good ideas, but I'm not interested because I've already got my workout routine in the morning, or I've got this or that.
Hey,
thank you very much.
Hey, Rick, I like your idea. I just don't want to do it.
there you go. Yeah, absolutely. So then you need to go, if it's important to have my buy-in, you have to go, I wonder why Rick doesn't want to do it. Maybe I'll get curious about that. Mm-hmm. And it's that lack of curiosity that gets in our way quite often.
Yeah. So this is a plot. When you get good at this, folks, and if you watch the video, you will get good at it, I promise you. If you get good at this, you can use it as a tool in multiple scenarios, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, my thought and what I've been telling clients is if you like it, start to use it for every time you're in a situation where you're trying to influence somebody. And that might be a 90-minute meeting. It might be a 15-minute phone call. You need to say, what energy do I want by the end of this call or this meeting? And where's their energy now? And is the strategy that I thought up actually going to help get there? In most organizations, it's PowerPoint.
Do you think it's important if you're trying to apply the energy bar principles? Do you think it's important first to make sure you know where what their power bars are?
Yes, yes, yeah. That's absolutely
before you tell
essential.
Them yours?
Yes. So the call I got from somebody wanting, a collection agency wanting my help.
Right.
Just
go ahead.
They had no idea what my situation was.
Right.
And at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't work. Hey, Rick, good job today. Well done. And thanks
Thank
again
you.
For the video. Rick Maurer, M-A-U-R-E-R, folks, rickmaurer.com. And then, and of course, all these other good stuff, his books are there. We'll put a slash energy bar, and we'll go watch that video. Rick, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I will. Thank you.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Rick joined us. He'll be back another day, and he'll have some more good stuff for us next time. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.